Okay, in the middle of Ahayam Shemaya, Tishma'u, page Reishnun, Reishnun Hei, V'asafto Digonecha. My Yamk is dirty, thank you for telling me. What?
You swept the floor with it.
I swept the floor, I appreciate you telling me. Is he clean him or you cover him? Okay. Yosef Todi Gonecha. I'm not quite soft the floor. You have very clean floors, I have to tell you. Okay. Yosef Todi, as I mentioned when we started, it's not Yosef Todi, as most people say, but it's Yosef Todi. And you shall gather. Yosef Todi Gonecha, you shall gather your Korin, they used to say in Yeshiva. I guess that means wheat. What does Korin mean, wheat?
Grain.
Okay, Mischilas haparsha v'ad ka mishtamish hakosa b'loshen ma'avim v'kan b'emtza posik mishana l'loshen yachid. We say it every day, I don't know if we realize it, but the beginning of the second parasha until here is all loshen rabim. It's all plural. Until v'yosaf todi gonecha, when you start gathering your grain, it turns to loshen yachid. Metar artzechem biitai erel makosh v'yosaf todi. V'atamhu, what's the reason? Shekabolas el mitzvis utfila umatar neigim l'chalecha mehakla kulay. Because everything we mentioned till now is negiah to everybody. Avo v'inyan asifas yivul ha'aretz. But as far as gathering grain or produce of the earth, Hari ein l'kol echad nachla soda v'kerem. Not everyone is a farmer. Not everyone planted wheat or vineyards. V'rak lo'ived ha'adama bo'o ha'haftocha shi'yikuyim bo'i v'yosafto digonecha. Only to the farmer did it come, the promise of v'yosafto digonecha, si'roi shecha, misikas ha'anavim. T'roish is the sweet.
And then back to Rabbim again.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Yeah, you're right. When it goes back, so again, the mitzvahs, it fits the same explanation. The mitzvahs are shared to everybody, and this is shared to individuals. The yitzarecha, loshen oyer. Yitzar, which is oil, is a loshen light, like tzoyer tassel teva. Hakavona, al, tenuvas hazeisim, hametzian shemen, the harvest of the olives, ki ikr tafkir hashemen, hula heir. The main purpose of it is to light. That's interesting. In Chazal, the Roye Bakar are considered superior to the Evdei HaAdama. In Chazal, there are two people who work the land. They are tradesmen also, and businessmen. But as far as people who own land, they are those who use it to be Roye Bakar, to be shepherds, to raise animals. And there are those who use it to be Evdei HaAdama, the ones who, in Chazal, always the Raye Bakar are considered to be greater. In other words, we had Avais, or leaders, Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech. What? Or Raye Tzayin, yeah, Raye Tzayin. Who raised animals. Rabbi Akiva, David HaMelech. What? That's right, it's an element of sensitivity because it's a living creature, you mean. He's taking care of living creatures. Also, the Evdei HaAdama, it's considered to have a narrowness. They focus on one piece of land, and the whole life is all about this little piece of land. A shepherd, you typically travel, so he takes his bakar, sign from one place to another. When I was preparing for Shavuos, and I gave a part of the Shavuos shir on the word vihine. Hine means surprise. That was the theme of the shir. Yeah, whenever it says vihine, it's a surprise. Vihine, he laya. Surprise? It's laya. Right? No, it's not what Yaakov expected. So I came to the pasuk, vihine anachnu ma'almim alumim, vihine kama alum wasi, v'gandhi tzava, vihine... Okay. So there are three vihines in a single pasuk. So the second vihine is vihine, kama alum wasi, v'gandhi tzava. Now, that's a big surprise. Wheat doesn't usually stand up. The wheat stood up on its own. And then vihine, tishben alumesei, alumesei chem, tishben alumesei. That's a surprise. All your bundles came, they bowed to mine. So vihine is when it's something that happens.
Unexpected.
That's unexpected. That's surprising. We went through a lot of the vihines in Sefer Bereishis to show, in Rus we had it on the first pasuk of the fourth parak, which said that Bayaz Bahashara, Vihine, Oiver, and Ish, the Pliny Amani was Vihine, he was passing by. So Chazal darshin that it wasn't his derech to pass by, but it was time to make a shidduch, so Vihine, when it's time to do it, Vihine, so it happens. The problem was, what's with the first Vihine of that three Vihines? The pasuk started again. Yes, he said in my dream, Vihine anachnu ma'almim alumim. Vihine was a big deal. They were, of course, you harvest your wheat. What else do you do with your wheat, right? Vihine. So the answer was that they weren't. They were shepherds. The Shvatim were shepherds. They weren't people who worked the earth. And since they weren't people who worked the earth, he always says, conscious of me. Since they weren't... Oh, you just have the pussy for me. Thank you. I thought you had a different Vihine that would make trouble. Vihine anach ma'amlum alum in b'secha sada, vihine kamalum masi, v'gav miso, vihine tzvanlum masi, v'gav miso, v'gav miso, so that, anyway, that's the answer, vihine anach ma'amlum alum, that the shepherds, what are they doing, gathering this, so they,
what happens when the shepherd goes out?
Yeah, but you want to mention Cain and Hevel were the first. Right? Yeah.
What's the surprise there? When Hashem calls out.
When God talks to you at night, you're going to be very surprised.
No, when he says, Hinei, what does that mean? You know,
behold, here I am. Surprise. Yeah, I know, but he's surprising you. Right. Oh, you mean the one who replied says he named
you?
Yeah,
the one who replied says he named
you. Okay.
They were
right, some of us. Stam right, some of us. It's true. It's true. Okay, yet we find that Bayaz worked the land. Bayaz was there, worked the land. Elisha worked the land. So why are Elisha and Bayaz working the land if that's considered to be inferior?
Did Bayaz work it or was he supervising?
So if he owned it and others worked it, it would be fine. But it seems in the Pusik that he came and came for the harvest. He slept there. He pitched a tent and slept there.
Did he instruct the workers on Shleket and Shechar?
He did.
Not him.
He did, but you know, me, I would be in my office doing my business and sending them messages. I'll tell you what Chassam Sefer says. You like this. Chassam Sefer says that really they shouldn't have been Evdei Adama. But once Klai Yisrael got to Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah haseh to settle the land. And that includes, Chassam Sefer says, includes working the land. So working the land is a mitzvah, so they wanted to have a chelik in the mitzvah themselves. So Bayaz came by, and Elisha came by. I don't know how much time they spent there, but at least on occasion they were there. Okay, getting back here, so he's saying, V'yasavto deganecha is not everybody. It's the individuals that work with the land, that's V'yasavto deganecha. U'v'mesechtes brachis, in the second column, Tanu Rabbanam, V'yasavto deganecha matamad laimer. Why does it have to say V'yasavto deganecha? L'fisha nemer, because it says in Yehoshua, Lo yomush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha, yachod varam kiksavam. I would think that you're not allowed to work the land. You have to be learning every moment. So Gemara says, Talmud Laimar, Vasavta deganecha, haneg bohem minig derecheretz. Behave minig derecheretz, the minig of the land. V'ala odam lasis terase kvar malachte arai. Shurak bederezet, tia eretz, ubaladoi lasiet kumas liyashveha. The land of Israel will last if the people have learning as their focus and their work as a secondary idea. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so that's we're going to have here a machlokes Rishon Shem Bereichai. So Rabbi Shmuel says that a person should be working and his primary focus should be on his learning. Shem Bereichai Aimer Efsha Adam Chayresh B'Shas Charisha B'Zereh B'Shas Riyah V'Kaitzah B'Shas Ksira. Can you have a person who's working all the time? He's planting, plowing, harvesting, v'dashas disha, v'zerbishas haruach, and he's threshing in the threshing time and throwing to the winnowing and when the wind is blowing. Torah te'ela. Ela. B'zman she'Yisrael oisim ritzayin ishamakam, melachta nasa zayde acherim. Those who are zaycha, that malach is done through others. Shenemar v'amdu zorim, strangers will stand up, v'ro tzaynchem, and they will pasture your sheep, ubnei necher achreichem, and b'nei necher, strangers will be your farmers. V'amar Abaya, so it's a machlek, see, of Shimbei Choy and Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael says that a person has to combine work and learning. Rabbi Shimbei Choy says a person should be totally focused on his learning. So who's right?
Depends how much of a learner you are.
Okay. Depends to be capable of it. So Vamar Abaye, that's what he said. Harbe Yosuk Rabbi Shmuel v'also b'yadam. The people became Talmud Chachamim doing like Rabbi Shmuel, and the others who did Rabbi Shmuel v'chai v'lai also b'yadam. It's lav dafka. It depends on the person and what the person is capable of doing. Shan Haga Krishim v'chai eini laharbe. Shem v'chai's Torah only focus is not for everybody. That's what he says, and this is the Pashat in the Pasuk. Ramesh, the Dibris Ramesh, has a piece in which he discusses whether a person who's capable of learning is allowed to work to become wealthy. He's got enough money for the rest of his life. Now, obviously, somebody who's not able to sit and learn a whole day should be doing useful things. But Ramesh Shaila is whether becoming wealthy is bittul Torah. And he said, what? Yeah, not someone else gives tzedakah. You should learn. Plenty of, Rapam used to say that, nowadays, the only zvulans are the ones who had goals to be yisachars. It was those who set out to be zvulans, who work and support Torah, not the ones who end up supporting Torah. The ones up supporting Torah, the guys who made money, but at some time had a dream of being the learners, so they're the ones that end up the zvulans. The ones who set out to be zvulans, so they give tzedakah, but they're not Torah supporters. They don't see the great value. But, anyway, Rabbi Shah says that it's okay, that there's no, the Lashon Gemara is hani behemineg derech eretz. It doesn't say, support yourself as, just to what you need. So you could be wealthy if you want. Zewa pirish ha-pashuk b'pasuk. So he says that's the simple meaning of this pasuk. Avi yeshoy ma'oitz. Now he's going to give a deeper pshat. Behegdem asher matzinu shalai yechuyev minei dogam etshuvos u'maasis ben ha-Torah el chamish shamina b'lvad. Not exactly accurate, but he's saying seven really, right? Which seven? Okay, there are the five types of grain that are chayev in etshuvos u'maasis plus grapes and olives. The five are usually translated as wheat and barley, spelt, oats, and rye. There's no chiv on things that grow from the tree. El al tiraish, I know one of him. Yavarla, okay, but he's going now on the chi of Trumas U'Maisras. He's saying it's only on grapes. Ayitzar the Hainu Zaysim. And the oil, which are Zaysim. Now I want to point out to you, all seven of these are not used as they grow. An apple grows and you eat it. An orange grows and you eat it. These seven, the wheat is not edible. It has to be worked on. And well, you can eat grapes, but the Torah expresses it as wine. And oil, which also don't grow as they use. They're things that need the input of a person. What?
What kind of oil?
Olive oil. We're talking specifically about olive oil. Ubetama davi yeshleima apim eshamu chazal. She'ena tinik yedea likreis abba v'ima at yitem tam dogan. A child doesn't develop intellectually until he's the age where he eats tam dogan. It says that the tzaya of you have to be marchik dalar amis from tzaya to say the very Torah, even after the smell. But that's only when a child reaches the age of eating wheat. It's probably about 11 months or so, 11 to 12 months. Matzina b'Yerushalmi, shekol zman she'ena tinik toyim kezai is dogon, echi aprisha mitzayasai, she'en lo'y das amashoveis rois. He doesn't have das and bad thoughts. Aval achach Miskaberes by Ktsazdeya. After that, he becomes more intelligent. Hari, I don't want to see Balachachma. So we see that wheat is connected to wisdom. But Dargazu, he miskulais Eretz Yisrael. And this idea comes from the different school, one of the many schools of Eretz Yisrael. She'aretz b'master shel kedusha, when the land is in the appropriate state, yeshchiyav lahafrish miyavul ha'dogan shelah chelak ha'kedusha. You have to give from the grain that grows the portion which is holy, shel trumo ma'isa, v'chala, v'az yesh b'dogan zeh k'ayah segulasi lahaysif da'asa adam, be'adam. So that once you separate Chumas and Maises, what remains is on a higher darga, and it adds das to a person who piskas hadas to shleimusu who das alikim. The pinnacle of this das is understanding of knowing God. V'chein atirosh shemevi mimenu yain lenesach al mizbeach v'tatzas akrova hu shemisif asimcha ba'adam. Wine adds simcha to a person. True joy, he's school of Yuchedes, Leenishal Eretz Yisrael. It's a school of Eretz Yisrael, take a wine. The same thing. The oil that was used in the base of Migdash was a Ramazan light. Hainu ha'orasainayim b'toira. She, hai or hu dargas ruach ha'kaidish. Again, the highest level of this R is that. Yeah, so all these things are primarily used for mitzvahs that have to do with das. And l'chein istavinu shem kol oila v'shlamim nakra mincha anasa medaga misham in ischayayin. Every carbon has with it these items, the all three. V'ilu g'dayli hegdesh aretz yisrael n'rmazim v'pasik tachi aretz desha. Desha, rashi tevis, das, simcha v'ar. So we say when we say alamichya v'neichel mipiryavs v'amituva shanu mishabchin u'maidim amashehenik lanu atoiv atzafim b'peiris. We thank Hashem for the hidden treasure of our fruit. V'hu segulas hachachma v'simcha v'arisinayim b'tayrim. Omnam ata nisrachaknu me'al maseinu. Now we're distanced from Eretz Yisrael. V'ainish nisrachu hakir v'advekas l'kdush z'aretz. We don't have that connection to the holiness of the land. Shoyim naschalkeinu b'zman avayis. Ulai b'zman hazeh adayin nimsoi skulas ha'elu. Ulai, these skulas are still there. Shoyim Eretz Yisrael m'saimim. Aloras al-perisel, aloras al-pigafna.
Is this
applied? See, ulai. He says, perhaps the skula of the Paris of Eretz Yisrael applies today as well. And when a person makes a bracha on bread, it says that he should put his 10 fingers on the bread to be merames to 10 different mitzvahs that are needed to get the bread to the table. In other words, the different agricultural mitzvahs, at least in Eretz Yisrael, where they're all nayig, are needed to get the bread to the table. So we see in the bread some elevated idea. It's not just that in the physical world the bread is the staple of a diet, and therefore it's most important, and therefore your bench. But it's also because it's merames to something that has a better effect on a person. The bread has a better effect on the person today. They say carbs are no good, but the traditional acceptance of human beings has been that the mainstay of the meal is the bread. They take a little bit of meat on the side. But the main thing that a person needs is bread. European Jews eat a lot of bread. Yeah. Americans take one bite and then they eat meat and potatoes. So
what do you do on Shabbos with the challah?
You're supposed to hold it with 10 fingers. When you pick it up, you hold it with all 10 fingers, and you make the bracha.
The whole bracha.
The bracha has 10 words. All the other brachas have 9. Hamaitzi lechem in aris is the only bracha on food that has 10 words, because it's merames to the 10 mitzvahs and the superiority of bread. Today people don't like to eat bread because you have to bench. Who wants to bench? Once upon a time there were Yidden who ate bread so that they could bench. You know, by us, we don't want the Nisayan. So what he ends up with is by saying that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, he brings the Gemara in the next paragraph, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? For what? So the Gemara says, you know why? To eat from the fruits of the land. That's why he wanted to go in. So he was such a big Baal Taiva that he wanted to eat the fruits of the land. So he says, because eating the fruits of the land adds something spiritually to a person. And that's that. I was once at someone's Shabbos table, and someone else, I was a guest, and somebody came to say hello, and he drank a l'chaim, he drank some wine, and then he wanted to know if it's Eretz Yisrael dika wine, if he says al gafna. So my good friend, the host, said, in this house, you'll only see Eretz Yisrael dika wine. Everything's Eretz Yisrael dika wine. I thought that's a wonderful darga. Only buys Eretz Yisrael dika wine. So there's something to it, I guess. Yes, there's something to it. Okay, what? Okay, Mr. Shem, Tuesday we'll get to the Esev, the Sultan of the